Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
On this vote, the yeas are 222 and the nays are 204. The resolution is adopted.
Vice President Mike Pence declined last night to execute the House's resolution to remove President Donald Trump from office using the 25th Amendment. Maryland Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin introduced the resolution.
He is not protecting and defending the democracy itself, the process of electing the president.
The House impeachment vote is today. Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy of California is opposed, but not pressuring his caucus. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell let it be known he's pleased Democrats are pursuing impeachment. The House's third-ranking Republican, Liz Cheney of Wyoming, is openly supportive, as are GOP reps Adam Kinzinger of Illinois and John Katko of New York. The Joint Chiefs of Staff released a highly unusual statement condemning last week's acts of sedition and insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce called Trump's behavior completely inexcusable, and a group of former administration officials and anti-Trump Republicans announced they'd give $50 million to help reelect GOP lawmakers who support impeachment. Speaking to reporters from Joint Base Andrews in Maryland for the first time since the violence at the Capitol, Trump categorically defended the speech he gave prior to the insurrection.
So if you read my speech, it's been analyzed and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
Trump blamed the impeachment process instead for causing trouble.
I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country.
Trump was en route to Alamo, Texas, where he visited a border wall. Former federal prosecutor Shan Wu says Washington, D.C.'s attorney general could bring criminal charges against Trump for incitement.
In D.C., that's a relatively low-level offense.
Wu says a misdemeanor usually gets about 180 days of prison time. In other congressional news, President-elect Joe Biden's team briefed lawmakers on a stimulus plan expected to be released tomorrow. 75-year-old Democratic Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman from New Jersey and two other Democratic legislators have tested positive for COVID-19 after huddling with maskless Republicans during the attack. A cancer survivor, Watson Coleman said she's angry her colleagues, quote, didn't give a hoot about our security, unquote. Meanwhile, the FBI is warning of state Capitol protests leading up to the inauguration. On the other side, growing calls to remove senators who refuse to accept the certified votes for Biden's election. Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri led the opposition. State labor leaders and good government groups demand he resign. Condemning his actions, Keena Smith, president of American Federation of Government Employees Local 2192, says Missourians deserve better, especially Black, Brown, and low-income residents.
And instead of placing their energy and time and effort into something that will help the state of Missouri, you fist pump and cause destruction and encourage more hate.
For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Bartellum. Thanks for listening.